TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Let's record this garbage fire.
Everything is set to go out of the correct output device, and still my Mac decided to just make noise. I will endeavor to not let it do that.
Yeah, could you?
Could.
Dozens of people are waiting for your efficiency.
Everyone that was on the episode last week, basically. I confuse Murray with Andrew. Andrew's the big runner. Like, Murray runs, but I think Andrew's who I was thinking of.
Racist.
Who also is from Australia.
Racist.
Sure, that's a joke I was going for. Let's pretend I'm really clever. Let's start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
How the fuck was my week? Well.
Hang on, I can sum it up in one word. Yeah. Shitty.
Oh shit, every episode there's shit jumping out at me. What do I do? I don't know what to do, guys. Shit's jumping out of me. I'm scared.
I really like that idea as a horror movie. Oh, shit jumping out of me. What do I do? So inconvenient.
I think of like all the channels I've ever watched on our cable box. I've maybe 20 of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck's watching these other things? How do they make enough money to make, like, more shows? There's, like, 500-something what's on all this shit? Yeah.
And when you hear this sound...
My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
Whatever, fuckers.
It's just back to us, sweet. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is going to be a lot less entertaining. I mean, for us at least. Maybe the listeners will be about the same. I don't know.
I mean, we could replace Andy with Lindsay.
Yep.
Funnier.
Yep. I mean, basically anybody on the show last week is funnier than me. Like, I'm holding up that last place. Like, I got that... I got that low effort energy.
We could also let Murray and Shengar talk a little more next time.
Yes.
I got to be better on, you know, like the talk shows, they always have like, you know, when they have those roundtable things, they always have a producer that's like, go to Phil, ask Phil's opinion. And they're like, okay, Phil, what do you think of this next question? But we don't have that. So it wasn't until I was editing, I'm like, boy, this Murray line is pretty much quiet.
Ask Ja Rule.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Did you see Dave Chappelle's new special? When you mentioned Ja Rule, that made me think of it.
My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
I did not, but I have heard of it.
Yeah.
And so, supposedly it was on Netflix, but then I went to look it up on Netflix and couldn't find it, but the entire thing was on YouTube.
It's the Netflix YouTube.
Okay.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah.
If only they had a platform to stream video.
I know. That would be so convenient for them.
Well, I'm wondering if, like, maybe they were kind of released the raw part of it, and, like, maybe they're going to release the more polished version later.
Huh.
Because it seems a little, like, he's evil. Like, remember how we were saying we're echoey? He's echoey in that recording.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, I'm like, they still had this, I don't know why, I mean, it's not unique to Dave Chappelle. Comedy specials spend a long time on this intro, like showing how people got to the venue or that people are there and they're excited to see the person or, you know, how the person got to the venue, just like, you know, watching them walk around backstage or maybe leave their hotel room and then like you follow them to the show. I'm like, just start telling jokes. No one comes to a comedy show and goes, I mean, this is great and all, but how did he get here?
How did we get here? Who are you? Why are we together here?
My favorite part of the show was the how we got tickets and came in. Remember that?
I
just don't get that experience at home.
Remember when I materialized in this seat and you all just acted like nothing happened? That was odd.
Anyway, so they had that, like, they, I mean, granted, at least in this instance, it was to show, like, oh, look, everybody has masks on, and, you know, you have, they're doing social distancing, so I'm sure that was sort of the point to it, but still, I'm like, all right, we get it. You could just put some text on the screen and just fucking hit the ground running.
The audience is wearing masks. It is not Halloween. And here's the special!
did make me, I mean, it's not the funniest special he's ever done, because he's not really talking about funny stuff for a lot of it. He's just making points. But, like, a couple times I did laugh out loud.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but it seemed good.
I haven't watched any of it because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
I mean, yeah, you are.
Yeah. And also, like, the trans shit from the last thing that he did, kind of, okay. Like, I still love the Chappelle Show and all, but yes, I should go watch it.
Yes, you should, Eddie.
Oh, you know what? We should get to the listener's favorite segment. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Yes. How the fuck was my week?
Hang on, I can sum it up in one word. Yeah. Shitty!
So, I'm taking next week off. I'm working on a project with one other person right now. It's just like a little, like, tiny thing. I didn't get nearly as much done on it this week as I should have. So, like, I feel like I'm way behind. I'm letting everything down. But the good news is the other person I'm working on the project with is taking all of next week off. So I took all of next week off to spend time with my in-laws. But, like, I was also thinking, oh, well, you know, like, in the evenings, I'll like, catch up and such. Now my in-laws aren't coming, so I have a week off and nowhere to go and no one to see. And my in-laws aren't coming because there was a coronavirus outbreak at their work. And my father-in-law caught it. And my mother-in-law probably caught it. Neither of them have symptoms, but, like, that's still, like, they still have to deal with that shit back there. And all of the other people who have caught it and don't have symptoms yet, but are all, like, a lot of them are in danger of dying because of the work that they do. And that kind of feeds into the whole why I got behind at work this week is sort of like, in spite of my best intentions every day, like, I was sleeping like shit. I was having trouble focusing, just sort of, you know, like, easily distracted and, like, just making dumb mistakes about shit that I definitely knew better. So, like doing something wrong, that'd be like, oh, fuck. And, like, the thing that I did wrong was, like, foundational. So, like, having to go back and rip everything out and go fix other shit. Yeah, it was, it's probably like the one of the worst work weeks I've had since I worked for the company that where I quit shortly after I fixed something that my boss fucked up while he was on vacation. And then he came back from vacation and yelled at me in front of everyone for fixing the shit that he fucked up and accused me of having told him it was okay and lying to him before he went on vacation. When what actually happened was he asked me if it was okay. I checked. It was okay. He continued to fuck around with things and then fucked off for vacation. And in his fucking around with things, broke shit. And then I came into work the next day and because this was all on July 4th that he was asking this. So I was taking time away from family to test this shit before he went on vacation. And then I come in and I'm like, oh, he fucked it up. And I unfucked it. And that was it. I didn't like make a big deal about the fact that my boss fucked this stuff up or whatever. Just we told people, hey, stuff's fucked up. You know, sad that happens. And I unfucked it. And then he came back and yelled at me in front of literally every single one of my coworkers, like middle of the office in view of all of their cubes. Except this week, where I feel kind of similar to that, there's no fuckhead of a boss that's doing that to me. It was just me. Like, I just sucked this week, and I kind of realized that, like, at a deep level, and that doesn't help. Like, feeling bad about myself didn't help make me smarter somehow. But I have an entire week where I'm going to use some vacation time and just be like, we'll just go in and fix some shit, and we'll get some other shit done. So we'll be okay. I'm not getting paid for it, but then again, like, I got paid for this week. and feel like I kind of don't deserve it in some, like some of the time that I got paid for, I didn't deserve it. So,
I mean, technically you're still getting paid 'cause you're getting vacation pay, right?
Well, this is true, but I mean, like, vacation pay is me. I see that as me paying myself.
Okay.
Like my vacation hours, those are mine. I am owed that. That is for me to go enjoy and not do work. So this is me like stealing some of that vacation time from myself to do work. But it's also because I felt like it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to fuck off and not work for a week. Just tell people I'm working. It's just like all of the things that I knew I should have been able to get done. I got done like 2/3 of them, maybe. And then I also realized like what a fucking wage slave that makes me feel like just listening to myself say all that shit. But I also realized like people are counting on me and like people are paying money for me to do this. So, you know, like if they're paying me money for my effort, then I definitely owe them my best effort. I don't owe them what they got out of me this week, but also like there's a lot of other shit. Like, one of Caitlin's aunts has a mass on her pancreas and she went to the doctor, and as Southern doctors tend to do, they told the silly little woman it was all in her head and she should suck it up and go home, and it was a tummy ache and wah wah wah, and she went outside and her husband went to go get the car and bring it over to her, and in the time it took him to go walk to the car and drive it to her, she passed out in front of the doctor's office and they just drove her across the street to the ER where she was checked in immediately and then found this mass on her pancreas, and they're still doing tests to figure out what it is. But usually the words mass on pancreas is one thing, and it's not a good thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also didn't talk about it when we were doing our fun episode last week, because I didn't want to bring the room down. But the cat that we got before my son was even born, and who he's literally grown up with, and who used to eat baby food out of his mouth, and who had a stroke last September and has only been able to turn left, had only been able to turn left since then. He had another seizure. Well, we thought it was a stroke. It could have been a stroke, could have been an aneurysm, could have been a tumor. The doctor figured it was probably a tumor. We kind of hoped it was a stroke. It was probably a tumor because he had another seizure about 2 weeks ago. And the doctor told us, yes, sometimes they have breakthrough seizures, and the anti-seizure meds that you have on, like, you know, just give him some time and give him some space and, you know, like keep an eye on him, make sure he's okay. Well, my wife had been watching him, and she got up to use the restroom, and my son was watching him, and he came running in and was like yelling at me, and was like he's coughing, he's choking, I don't know what's going on, I think he's having a seizure. So I went in and I thought that maybe he'd aspirated something and he was choking. So I picked him up to try to drain his airway and, like, you know, kind of hang him head down. No, it was, those were the death rattles. So I didn't realize that was happening while it was happening in my arms, but he was literally dying in my arms. And, that we've had him for 13 years, and that's almost a third of my whole life that we've had him and loved him, and he's gone too. Yeah. So between losing another aunt to cancer, about a month ago, and the cat 2 weeks ago, and now there's another aunt, and I'm worried about my in-laws. Like, it's weird. Like, during the day, I'm fine, and then I have, like, crazy stress dreams at night, and I wake up feeling fucking exhausted every day. And the marches and the protests and the political upheaval that's going on right now, while I recognize its importance and I'm like compulsively glued to it, and we're active in our own local community stuff around that, it's also like I'm not with all the rest of the shit that's been going on and all the rest of the loss, like that's also overwhelming. So it's just like, I have a great big fucking ball of stress right now. And it's small wonder that I fucking suck at work right now. So I'm hoping next week, even though I will be doing some work, I'm hoping that we get good news about my in-laws, and I'm hoping that we at least get news about treatment possibilities for Caitlin's aunt. And other than that, I'm going to try to watch a little bit less news, not because I don't think it's important, but just because there's only so much sadness I can pour into my soul before I crumble under it. So that's how my weeks have gone. How are your weeks?
I believe I was correct when I summed that up as shitty.
Yeah. 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 But you know what? Like there's also been a lot of great stuff that's happened in the last couple of weeks. And honestly, the Tancast that we did a week ago, that was amazing and touching. And I'm like, yeah, you know, hearing like, when I was sleeping in my car with my family and, you know, I just needed something to get me through and I put on Tancast, I'm like, I'm demonstrably unworthy, but like, that was so incredibly touching to hear. Like I don't know how to process it because I know I'm not worth it, but at the same time, to hear that it helped at all is amazing and uplifting, not in a like pat myself on the back kind of way, but in a like, hey, there's some brightness in the universe and maybe like I'm one little like fucking glow worm bit of that, I guess.
Or the fact that someone's laughing at Noah's penis in the afterlife.
Yes.
I was telling Tim that's the first episode I've listened to like in its entirety in a long time.
I'm so glad. So my kids were gone last week. They were at my mom's house because we were, you know, she wanted to spend time with the kids. She hadn't been able to for a couple months. And so like we did a thing where we both were kind of on lockdown for 2 weeks where we didn't like. After we just to make sure, you know, like we were pretty sure that we hadn't exposed that none of us were exposed so that they could hang out together for a week. And so I was really glad that was the case because I spent my entire Sunday editing that episode. I was like, this is not this is more work than it usually is.
So Tim, we want to do that every week now?
No.
Yeah.
However, I'm pretty sure I'm going to straight up steal that idea for a future episode of the Christmas podcast. So thanks.
I'll be on your Christmas podcast.
Hang on. Where's the kick out button?
I'll get through two lines of jingle balls before Tim kicks me off.
I'm like, look at my dick.
Shut up.
Damn it, Batman.
Shut up. Santa, look at my dad.
Okay, so then the kids came back Thursday, and I was like, oh man, I've missed the kids within 4 hours. When can grandma take the kids again? But so we went over yesterday, we're out playing, and Michael was on a scooter. He was on, yeah, it was a scooter that's not normally his. And it's like a trick scooter. And, you know, it's like one of those Razor scooter type things. Mm-hmm. And normally those have like a little brake that you can step on the back to slow down. This was a trick scooter. So it wasn't really designed. I guess the brake, you like, I got on it afterwards. I'm like, you have to mash this thing down to slow it down. And like, that's with my full body weight, which we know is excessive. And so when Michael was on it, he went to put on the brakes like normal. Yep, nothing happened. So he just went face first into the cement.
Oh,
he has the fattest of fat lips.
Oh,
and like when we just all of a sudden we just hear him screaming. We're like, dude, what are you screaming about? And then we see him on the ground, and then like we run over there, and like he is just like blood is like pouring out of his mouth. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, mouth wounds heal fast, but man, do they bleed.
Yes, yeah. And like I'm like, we need to get this kid some iron. Not really, but that's just what I was thinking. Well, it's one of the things I was thinking, other than shit.
Feces. Oh dear.
Oh
dear Lord. What is happening right now?
Oh poopies.
And like I felt bad because he was on somebody else's driveway when he fell, and there was just—I mean, I felt bad for Michael mostly, but there was like this, like it looked like a CSI crime scene, just like blood everywhere. And so then we put some ice on it, but now he still has like this swollen lip like, I could have fought better. You know, Apollo got me with the right hand and I couldn't see her, you know?
Adrian! Adrian! Hey, yo.
And I was telling Danelle, I'm like, it's so weird. Like, I may have mentioned this on the show. Like, my two boys, Andy and Andy? Michael and James. Like, Michael is very cautious. Like, he's like I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I don't know if something's going to go wrong. I want to be careful. I'm going to check it out before we do it. Whereas James is like, Leroy Jenkins!
Holy shit, that is my brother and me as kids.
But for some reason, Michael is the one who's split his eye open, split his lip open.
He's like, I'm trying to be so careful to start working out.
And yet somehow I keep getting, look at James, he's fine. He just has a little sunburn from sitting out too long today.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. Gotta watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got. Noah, what do you got?
How's my week been? I would say uneventful. Went for some runs. Been watching a lot of TV shows. Watch Haunting at Hill House.
How is that? It's still on my to watch list, but
it was enjoyable for sure. It was like, how would I describe it? It's a horror show, but it's not very horror showy. It's not like, oh shit, every episode there's shit jumping out at me. What do I do? It's just more like, I don't know what to do, guys. Shit's jumping out of me. I'm scared.
I really like that idea as a horror movie. Oh, shit jumping out of me. What do I do? So inconvenient. Oh, here comes Candyman again. What? Sorry, I said your name. I'm busy. Enough with the bees. Stop already with the bees.
What's it, the bees and the candy? Is it honey candy? I don't get your thing.
You have one thing, Candyman. One thing. Don't have so many things.
Yeah, you want to choke me with some taffy? That's fine. You want to like drown me in some butterscotch or whatever? Okay, but the bees? I don't get the bees. Not the bees.
Anyway, sorry.
So it is a horror show, and there are ghosts. And there are jump scares more towards the end of like the series, but it's more about this kind of, which I was talking to someone about horror movies and they brought this great point. It's like horror movies are not often about whatever they're about. They're often about like culture issues or grief or some other thing. And they're just wrapped up in horror. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's very much the show. It's just like this family trying to process this grief and this dysfunction that they have. And it's all kind of connected to this house.
Well, good ones are. But then there are other horror movies where it's like, we're just going to, you know, play on, you know, kind of like deep-seated fear tropes just to give you a scare. It's like Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't think that's about like, you know, like racism or like Reaganomics.
I would say there's probably definitely an underlying level of deeper stuff. Nightmare on Elm Street. I would agree. Not all the sequels. Yeah, maybe
the sequels. Yeah, maybe it is just sort of like sequel degeneracy, where it's like, you know, sequels tend to be like, well, we're gonna kind of flanderize this. We're gonna take like whatever its most obvious trait is and make that the whole thing.
Highly ho, good neighbor.
But the acting was really well done. I've seen this actress before, and I've started to see her more, and like she can get it. Her name, I think, is Katie Siegel.
Like from Sons of Anarchy and.
I did not watch Sons of Anarchy, but maybe.
Married with Children. I don't think that's who you're talking about.
No. Sorry, her name is Kate Siegel, not Katie.
Okay, I thought maybe you were mispronouncing Katie Siegel. Although,
maybe Siegel. It's S-I-G...
No.
E-L.
S-A-G-A-L. That's...
Yeah. She was in Gerald's Game, if you ever saw that, or Hush, or... I'm trying to think of, like, Oculus... The Collector. I don't think she's ever been in any big movies, but she's definitely someone I was going to say Numbers, but she's only on one episode, so that's not going to help you. Unless you're like a Numbers aficionado. I remember exactly the episode.
I watched every episode, but I wouldn't say I was, you know, cataloging them in such a way that I could tell you any single one of them.
But anyways, yes. I'm like, yes, I'm into her. Yeah, it was a very good show. I enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like that's what my weeks have been mostly, is just like, working, watching TV shows, watching movies. I watch all the It Man movies, all four of them. They're all good.
All this time, I thought it was IT Man. Like, I thought it was about somebody
Tim, you did
who...
not. Tim, don't give me your bullshit.
No, I literally did. Not until you said it. Like, it was, I mean, it was a while ago when I figured this out. Or, you know, it was explained to me. Like, no, Tim.
Wait, well, have you ever seen the posters?
Would the posters say how to pronounce it? And no, I don't think I actually have seen any of the posters.
No, they wouldn't say how to pronounce it, but like it's obviously a kung fu movie. Like
I thought
wouldn't say
maybe
martial
it was like
movie.
The IT Man like just went nuts.
I'm just gonna go crazy, guys.
I was like, ah, that seems like in a world like this, that is just as valid a premise for a kung fu movie as anything else. Like,
I mean, you know, I'm not.
They
yeah,
this
is possible,
IT
sure.
Man too far, and now he's gonna download your face.
No, you're talking about Ip Man, right? IPMAN?
Yeah, that's what I said, Ip Man.
Yeah.
Oh. Then I... Okay.
So Tim's been mishearing it.
No. I thought it was intellectual property. I have been justifying it now that I heard IT Man. But yes, I thought it was IP Man this whole time.
Which is funny because for me, IP is not intellectual property. It is a networking protocol.
Oh, it's that itty bitty penis.
It isn't itty bitty penis.
Let me tell you guys a story. After,
go for
after
it right
kiss.
Now.
No.
No, do it right now. No. Tell it.
No.
Tell it.
Tell it. Yeah, so I was on a martial arts movie kick. So I watched Train to Busan, which is not exactly a martial arts film. It's more a zombie train movie.
Oh, I thought it was TRIIN. I'm just kidding.
But that was actually really good. It was done really well. A lot of movement. I watched the Infernal Affairs movies, which were fine, I guess. I guess it just didn't translate well for me. Which
is that
is
the
what,
one that The Departed was based on?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And so, but there's three of them, and they kind of like, the second one is like they're going back in time kind of before the first movie. And then the third movie is jumping back before the end of the first movie, and then things that progress after the end of the first movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was fine. Did you guys hear about the guy who hated the rat at the end of The Departed and wanted to digitally remove it?
No.
Huh. No.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy thought it was a little just too ham-handed, like a little too obvious to have the rat going by, and he, for some reason, hated it, so he started like a Kickstarter to raise money to do like a digital version where he would cut out the rat or digitally remove the rat.
So we pan up out of the apartment or condo or whatever to yes. see a power line with nothing.
Yes.
So just a shot out the window with a power
just
line.
Shot out the window. Which I guess is not, doesn't seem that weird to me. Like, I feel like lots of movies kind of like cut. Although I guess people, you argue anything you put in a movie is there for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like he's kind of removing the reason. I mean, I don't actually have no... Well, I don't care either way. I have no dog in that fight. I just thought it was interesting.
I mean, I sort of look at it as like... On the one hand, that's not your art to be fucking around with. On the other hand... some of the fan recuts of like the Hobbit movies and the original trilogy are significant improvements over both.
Do you mean the prequel trilogy?
Sorry, yeah, not the original. Yeah, the prequel trilogy. Sorry, when I said the original trilogy, I was thinking, yeah, not the trilogy, not the holy trilogy, but the one that was before that. You know, the original. No, Andy. No. Again, I'm not thinking with all cylinders right now. you know, stuff's slipping my grasp like, oh, hey, I should set a reminder to join Tim and Noah in a timely fashion for Tancast and not be wiping my ass when they text me.
Hey, 5 minutes in. It's okay, buddy.
Just
sometimes
to wipe
you
ass
wipe
with
that
your
ass. Wipe that ass. Wipe that ass.
I mean, better than showing up on the show with just a shitty ass.
I mean, I don't care. You're across the country. I can't smell it.
Yeah, that's your family to deal with.
I got a shitty ass.
So yeah, that's been my week. Little runs.
Me too. Hey,
roommates. You been
different,
running?
No, different runs.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. Also, I did have a social distance dinner with some friends, which was actually really nice.
Nice.
So I went to their place and we hung out in their backyard, and then, you know, my buddy Andrew made dinner, and we just kind of sat across from each other and just talked and ate, and it was delicious, and it was just nice to, you know, spend time in their back area. So yeah. And I was telling Tim that restaurants have opened up again in San Francisco, Andy. So it was weird to like walk down the street and like see people just eating, like in a restaurant.
Yep.
Like, I mean, even though that's been the norm for so long, it's just like, oh wow, we're doing this again.
Yeah. We were out voting this week in the primary, and decided to go pick up some Mexican from our favorite local place. And while we were there ordering for takeout with all of our masks on, I kept seeing like older couples, like, you know, clearly I'd say mid to late 60s ish, just walking in, no mask, going to sit down. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing walking around without masks? And then I realized, well, they're walking into a restaurant where they're like being spaced out from other people in the restaurant. And also, you can't really wear a mask and eat at the same time. So like,
not yet.
Yeah.
So there's a little corner store right below where I live. And like, I'm like, this guy walks in the door, standing in the doorway and walking in like by people, and then starts to put his mask. I'm like, that's not how it works, dude. Like, you don't wait till you come in here and then be like, oh, now that I breathed all over you, now I'm gonna put my mask.
Have you guys seen, I think it was at like a breakfast place, like a bakery place that does like, you know, breakfast and coffee and whatever. There was a woman who went viral yesterday or the day before, because somebody else was in there, and asked them and said, hey, are you guys like actually going to enforce your customers must wear mask signs that you have up everywhere? Because this other lady was not wearing a mask, like didn't even have a mask with her. And the other, like somebody starts recording her as she's going off on the lady who asked them about it, which, you know, obviously like that's a little passive aggressive, but also fuck the lady not wearing the mask during a fucking pandemic. She's like, you don't know me. You don't know what's going on in my life. You don't know anything about me. You fucking pussy. You're just a pussy. That's what you're asking. You're just a pussy. Say something to my face. You pussy. Fucking pussy. Gets this whole thing on like video. Like she doesn't realize that she's on video this whole time. Like her face is very clearly like identifiable. You know, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, well, you're definitely going viral. So definitely with no self-awareness, she goes over to the woman who'd asked about the thing, who is wearing a mask and being responsible, and just coughs on her fucking face, and then goes to storm out and storms right by the person who's recording her. So she goes from being clearly identifiable to being full screen face. And it took the internet about 30 seconds to track her down.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, I...
But that is not the only
video. I think it's unreasonable to say, like, are you going to enforce your mask thing? Like, no. If she started berating the lady, like, I feel like it's a little different. But just say, like, hey, we're supposed to wear masks. Are you going to enforce this? It's not an unreasonable request.
Yeah. Well, and I would ask that question, like, hey, are you going to enforce your mask policy? Because, like, if not, that's going to change my calculus on coming here.
I don't know if someone's being passive aggressive to me this morning. So, like, I run. I don't always wear masks. If I'm like in areas where I'm going to be passing by closer to people, then I will. But I kind of pull it down once I kind of get into the park where it's more open and I'm not really going next to people. And I saw this guy say to me, another runner who also wasn't wearing masks. So I assume this was about, you know, like September. That's all he said. I'm like, September when we could stop. I don't, like, what does that mean?
Maybe he's telling you when he's going to have a house party.
I mean, that's maybe it. Tell me his favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
It could be.
Maybe it's his most favorite. Maybe he's just getting in your head rent free.
Man, how awesome would it have been? This is one of those like, oh man, I should have, you know, post facto things. But it's like September, ba-dee-ya.
What?
Ba-dee-ya, dancing in September.
Yeah. It's, you're fine. Okay. He didn't need to say that.
Well, that was funny to me. Fuck you both.
Sounds good. So our friend was hanging out somewhere the other day. It was him and his other friend and a total stranger. They were out and about with masks. And they all stopped talking because they see somebody coming by with a mask on. But for comfort's sake, this person has cut out the mouth part of the mask. They're like, but why did you? It doesn't. The whole point.
Does it? I guess for protecting other people, does it matter if you cover up your nose?
Yeah,
I assume so. Like sneezes and whatnot, and okay. You breathe out through your nose sometimes.
Well, the sneeze. Yeah. I guess sneeze can expel snot, right?
Oh yeah.
Like sneeze is generally the stuff that comes out is mostly from your mouth, isn't it?
Coughs and sneezes are both like. It's both moisture particles brought up from inside your body.
Gotcha.
Passing by your sinuses, passing by the mucous membranes in your mouth, coming out of your lungs, all places where the virus particles will be exuded into. So, you know, saliva, snot, kind of doesn't matter. Like, fine mist. Like, if you do nothing to, like, cover your nose and cover your, like, and do, like, force your mouth closed during a sneeze, there will be a jet of fine, snotty mist flying out of your face the same way that a cough unstifled would spew that shit out.
So there's some,
or just an exhale.
I like this person, so I'm not going to call them out, but there's someone who works at a local establishment here who has a mask, but either the mask is just too small and so the nose is just always sticking out.
When I went to vote, like everyone had gloves on and everyone had masks on, but one of the voting people had the mask pulled down so it was just over their mouth and was breathing through their nose. I'm like, that doesn't do anything.
I mean, it does something.
You're right. It does. It does do something.
It just
can
be doing
do
more.
Things.
It should be doing more things.
Yes. It does something. It makes their chin warm. But if all of your breath is still coming out and like still uncaught, like if there's no cloth between your breath and the world, it's not doing anything. Noses aren't magic. They're meat just like your mouth.
It's stopping your mouth spittle.
Sure. No, it's doing two things. You know what? Yeah, it's keeping your chin warm and making you harder to understand.
See?
Congratulations. You're no safer. You're merely less clear.
Well, it's also not about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to argue this, Andy. You're safer than if you were not wearing the mask.
I mean, every breath that you take through that mask, yes.
Every breath you take.
And maybe like there's some physics involved where like, you know, mouth breath goes more out and nose breath goes more down or something like that. So maybe like breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. But if you got your mouth covered and you're breathing through your nose, that's not making a big ass difference.
Okay.
Speaking of masks that don't fit, though, I know I sent you guys a picture of the awesome Bane mask that my wife got for me.
Mm hmm.
Which I was super excited for. And she's like, yeah, got it. You know, adult large, that thing will barely stay on my face if I stay super still. So it is now my son's mask.
Bummer.
Sweet.
Yeah. We haven't even watched that movie with him yet, but he has seen all of the Bane Cat. So he does get the, I peed in it.
My kids love to jump on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically my mom's bed when she's normally here, and especially since she's been gone for a couple months, it's just become the jumping on the bed. There's not even sheets on anymore. Anyway,
and
so
you allow
what they
them
like,
to do this?
Yes. I mean, nice. I don't love it, but I mean, they're bouncing off the walls literally, so
you're like, whatever.
Exactly. But what they love to do is they love to have us in there, and then they jump to us and we throw them back on the bed, and even that has had to evolve and like, okay, now do it in different ways. And one of the times I picked, I think it was Michael up, and I was like, I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body. And so now they request that. They like, do the Bane. Yeah. Now, they have also not seen that movie. But the best part is, I'm not always the one to do it. I'm usually not the one to do it. My wife usually takes point on jumping on the bed just because I am not a big fan. like, cause I'm like, this, like, you guys are going to knock into each other. And Michael already has a fat lip. That's that, that excuse has only been for the last hour. But anyway, so they'll be like, mommy, do the Bane. And I just hear Tanel's version of it. And it cracks me up. Like,
yeah, I was wondering what would break first.
What? and then, like, I'll start laughing at it. So now they request her to say it all the time because, like, and I think she's probably steering into it more than she was. Like, it's just getting more and more not like Bane. It's just good times.
Pretty soon she's going to be the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. I was wondering what would break first.
That's ridiculous, guys. I love it.
I had a thought for the next time we have listeners on.
Okay.
For a game we could play. So, have you guys ever heard of the game Would I Lie to You? It's a game show.
My cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
No.
So, it comes from love of British game shows and YouTube suggesting similar things to me, because I watched that show 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Here's a link to my favorite thing that I'll put in the show notes for everybody, because I want everybody to see this clip. Doesn't really explain the game, but it's hilarious.
My cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
I watched a couple of those clips, Tim, based on you. That one where one of the guys says something to the Vanna White lady. Oh, it was hilarious. I can't remember what it was now. I mentioned it to you.
Was it the Glory Holes one?
No.
No, you said the Vanna White lady. So,
Yeah. But yeah, that was funny. Like, they're like, that was unnecessary.
was it when she puts on the Viking helmet and the beard?
Yeah.
Like, and he goes, that's a challenging wank.
Yes. That's a challenging wake.
Well, now I gotta see this.
Andy's laughing enough at this.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Andy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys laugh. I don't know what you're laughing at. I don't get the joke.
And the poem about people's penises, name people's penises.
That's the link good. I'm putting in the show notes, because that again, shit is goddamn hilarious. It makes me laugh every time I watch it.
Well, send
anyway,
it along
so
to
I
me
watched,
so I can laugh too.
Will do. Since I watch a bunch of that, YouTube suggests other things with those comedians and whatnot. And so there's a show called Would I Lie to You? And it's like a host, and there's two team captains, and on each team there's two other people. And basically what they have to do is, like, the first round, they just have a card in front of them, they have to read it. And it's either a truth, it's either something true about their life, or it's a lie. But regardless, they are seeing this card for the first time, so they don't know if it's something they have written down as true or something that someone has manufactured for them as a lie. And they've never heard, if it is a lie, they've never heard that lie before. And now the other team has to ask them a bunch of questions to figure out, you know, to try and verify or, you know, get to the bottom of whether or not it's true. And, you know,
and then their job is to always pretend like it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I figured that.
The other team guesses, and then, you know, whether or not it's true or not, that's how you get to points.
Is it funny, or is it?
Oh, yeah. It's usually quite funny. Like, this one guy said, I went to a hypnotist to get over my addiction of going to hypnotists. And he puts the card down, and they're like, all right. And, like, I'm going to skip over some of it, but, like, it was like, it comes, like, he's trying to explain it, like, what they do is they, like, put me under, and then they put me up on a wench, and they put me up on this cabinet, and then when I wake up, I get off the cabinet, because I'm feeling, and like, wait, why did they put you on a wench? Why don't they just put you up in the cabinet? Like, how hard, why do you just start in the cabinet? He's like, because I'm afraid of heights. He's like, but do you have a fear of being on heights on cabinets? Like, why is that? That's very specific. And then they're like, what's the doctor's name? And he said, Dr. Spanky? And he starts laughing. And the person goes, I've never seen somebody not know where a sentence was going when the sentence was only two words.
Uh,
And then he goes, so it was time to guess. And they're like, all right, so is it truth or lie? And they're like, I think it's a lie. Because, oh, he said the doctor was German. He's like, there's no German surname that's Spanky. He's like, well, it's spelled with, I don't think it's Spanky. I must be saying that. Because Spanky is too ridiculous. But it was something similarly ridiculous. Anyway, he's like, there's an umlaut over the E. And the guy's like, there's never been a German name with an umlaut over the E. That's totally unbelievable. And this guy's like, that's the part that's unbelievable? Like, there's a wench and he's hypnotized?
What, are they trying to also sometimes fake him out and make him think it's a lie?
Yes.
Got it.
Like, sometimes they're like, it looks like they're searching for answers, but then it turns out it was totally true.
I assume that one was a lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was 100% a lie.
Okay.
you would have won the points that round.
I mean, it seemed kind of obvious, but like, I'm like, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, I wonder if sometimes they're trying to fake him out.
Anyway, so that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe I could be like the host person, and then you two could be the team captains, and you each have a listener on each team, and then like I'll send you a thing to read in the chat room, and you have to read it, and then we have to decide if you're lying or not, or they have to decide. I will know, so it wouldn't help. I think he's lying, Tim. You sent this to me. Oh, right.
Also, you've known me for like 20 years.
Yes, it will be hard for you two with each other. You'd have to send a pretty obscure story that I've never, that none of the three of us have heard of.
Like I've ever mentioned.
In 12 years of talking to each other every week and recording it.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm sure there's like, I mean, no, yeah, even though I've known you both for really long, I'm sure there's stuff about you that I don't know.
But also I was thinking it would be fun for the listeners to be able to try and lie their way through it and then wilt under our heavy interrogations.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down to go down to Pound Town. Huh? Huh?
Wait, I don't think you understood the fundamentals of this game at all.
It's fucking right. That's how all games
are. Not.
Tim, have you not been to a game night at Noah's?
I mean, yes. Wait, no, I've never have been to a game night at Noah's.
Yeah, well, then you're missing out on the orgy.
I think you went to the one where I live with the gay couple, right?
Oh, yes, okay. I guess I meant at your current place.
No, I mean, we've not had one here.
That's why I've never been there.
Oh, yeah, the little child named Noah that I'm pretty sure was on the spectrums.
I don't know. Putting your hand under the faucet without turning it on, I don't think that's a spectrum thing.
And just wiggling your fingers?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, maybe I
mean, they may be on the spectrum, but they also might just be
that was not the only thing. It was just an example of what seemed basic to me, but also I don't have a kid. So, you know, maybe that is more normal than I think it is.
I mean, I've never run into that particular thing, but yes, kids do dumb shit.
I was just like, what are you doing? And he's like, washing my hands. I'm like, that's no, you need to turn the water on, buddy.
No, you aren't.
Yes, explain the concept of washing your hands to your children is frustrating sometimes. I'm like, don't just put water on that part of your hand.
Yeah.
Rub your hands. And then they just rub them wildly. I'm like, no, rub the soap off your hands.
Is that you enjoying your time with them, Tim?
Yep. It definitely sounds like it. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, have either of you heard of the comedian Al Madrigal?
Yeah.
Madrigal?
Yeah, he used to be around here.
Yeah.
Ah, he's funny. That's all. Yep. I was listening to his comedy special about, I guess it came out a couple years ago, 3 years ago, where he's talking about cilantro.
And people, oh, I haven't heard about that one.
Oh,
I haven't heard that maybe, bit.
I won't ruin the punchline.
All right.
But
I opened for him at Roosters once.
Yeah.
If you have Spotify,
I don't.
That album is on there called Shrimpin' Ain't Easy.
All right.
Or that set or show. So, yeah. Or I'm sure there's always to find it. But yeah, check it out. It's funny. Fight stuff. I enjoyed him.
All right.
Also, listening to comedians.
Wasn't he on The Daily Show a bunch too?
He was.
Yeah. Like, I know I've seen him live.
Comedians often have like very similar like deliveries and little voices and kind of setups they do for things. Like, and it's obviously not aping each other necessarily. Like, I'm stealing your jokes or anything, but it's just like these little subtle things. I think I've just from listening to comedy a lot like that. I'm like, yeah, that is a commonality I hear among comedians.
That is like a comedian way to say this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
nothing makes it bad or anything, but it's just interesting. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that's a
what's the deal with that?
Wait a second now.
Who are these comics?
Why is everybody drinking horse cum?
Wait, what?
No, that's nothing, Andy.
Oh,
it's just you. Oh.
So I'm the only one who wondered about that? Why aren't more people?
No, you're the only one drinking horse cum.
Aren't more people wondering about the horse cum?
How did you get into British stuff, Andy? I mean, Tim.
I think it started with clips of the Graham Norton show.
Oh, yes. I was listening to a podcast about rabbit holes, and this one was particularly talking about like left and right extreme people, but like. You could also just get a rabbit hole of like British game shows and comedies.
Well, because there was this comedian on there named Greg Davies. Davies. I think it's Davies. He's a really tall guy, used to be a teacher. And he was telling a story on Graham Norton about how he went. I feel like I should. I don't know if I should just send you the clip or if I should ruin the story and by telling it myself.
A cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
What do you guys think?
Send me the clip.
All right.
Anyway, I was going to say, go ahead and ruin the story.
All right, go ahead and ruin the story. I don't care.
I don't know. I feel completely.
Okay.
Well, he was telling a story about how when he used to be a teacher, he was teaching at this one school, and then but he had gone home. He said, I went home to visit my mom, and she did my laundry for me because I was only 30 something, and some of my mother's knickers had gotten into my laundry, and when I went to the bathroom at school that day, I realized I'd been wearing my mother's pants. And oh, I forgot to nope. Never mind. I'll just send you the clip because I've already forgotten a detail that when I tell it now, we'll give away the punchline.
Okay.
So I'll find the clip and send it to you guys. But there you go. There's the setup. He's wearing his mom's knickers at school. Come on. Comedy's coming.
Yep.
Anyway, and I think I sought out more of that guy. I can't remember. I don't think so, though. But because the Graham Norton show is usually somebody you've heard of, and then a British comedian is often on the couch with them. And I think just seeking out multiple clips like that, eventually they're like, well, would you like to see this? Would you like to see this? I'm like, and I started clicking on those things. And like, well, based on that, would you like to see this? And then now I'm in a British rabbit hole. Like, I've been watching so much Would I Lie to You that like YouTube suggests almost, it just suggests kids playing Minecraft videos for the boys and British game shows for me. That's pretty much all it suggests anymore.
I started watching Timothy Oliphant. Got on some
Justified?
Yeah, Justified guy. It was on one of the late night shows. I can't remember. Oh, it was Conan O'Brien. And for some, so I watched one, and then it was just like, I'm like a different one. I'm like, how many times? And then we just keep suggesting different times he was on there. I'm like, how many times has this motherfucker been on here? And so I just kept watching because I was just fascinated by, like, I'm like, and it. I mean, I guess it suggested other Conan stuff, but just for some reason, he stood out of like, this guy again?
Well, no, I think your curiosity about this is justified.
No.
No, Andy.
Yes.
No.
No, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen, you've probably both seen the thing where Paul Rudd has been on Conan a bunch of times, and when he goes to show a clip of his movie, he shows a clip from the movie Mac and Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have seen that.
That is hilarious.
Yep. And I love that, like, part of the bit is just Conan pretending that, like, he was really hopeful this time.
Conan's a funny guy. I enjoy him.
He is.
I mean, I guess it's kind of his persona. A little bit of a jerk.
Oh, that's definitely his persona. Although, that could be one of those things where it's like he's just going to lean into it, but it is also like, but kind of really, I don't know.
But I mean, I think he's good. He's often good at like doing it, but not taking it, like just kind of tiptoeing up to the edge of like, this could go over this could tip over to like, I don't like this, but you're still funny.
Did you see when him and Colbert interviewed each other early on in the lockdown?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not lockdown, shelter in place.
Yeah.
So they basically just recorded a thing with each other, and they both essentially edited the same footage to be on both their shows that night. And Conan sort of took over the interview, and Colbert led him. Colbert, sorry. I was going to say,
did he do the, like he did when he did the Colbert report?
No. But so like he's like, well, you fell into my trap because the interviewer is the one who has to do the hard work. So I'll just sit here and answer questions. And anyway, at one point they were talking about like their like he's like, look at your Conan was saying to Stephen Colbert, like, look at your feed. Like you clearly have like professional, like he was named the camera that he was using. And he's like, yeah, we have a satellite truck parked on the lawn. We realized where this was going and started setting this up about a week before shelter in place happened. He's like, Conan is like, I'm recording this on a flip phone that I have to mail to my producer. he's like, look. And he leaned in close to see like the graininess or whatever. And Colbert's like, ooh, back up. You don't want to get that close. Looks like a topographical map of Mars. And Conan found that funny.
Two funny little guys.
Well, now I definitely got to watch that.
I just deleted it off the DVR. Sorry, you can't watch it at my house.
Oh, okay. Man.
Sure, it's online, Tim.
My cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime.
I want to watch it.
Andy,
yeah,
do you still have Comcast internet or no?
Yes.
Or not internet, cable.
Yes, also that.
So I found a work. You know how you were talking about like you need an extra box because you can't AirPlay off a phone to another screen.
They just fixed that this week.
No shit.
Well, skittle my diddle.
Yeah, like literally this week there was an update to the Xfinity thing, and it's like now you can Chromecast. I'm like, where have you been forever?
but also
maybe don't complain too hard, or they can take it away, Andy.
I'm gonna complain for you. I'm gonna name my Twitter account to Andy, your customer who lives at
Andy, Comcast customer number 7834127.
How did you know?
Well, I was gonna tell you what I found out is like if your laptop has an HDMI out,
mm-hmm.
you can stream Xfinity off of your laptop and then hook it up your screen. So we've been watching Xfinity from the bedroom in that way.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, in a text.
Oh, well, all right then. Never mind. Go about your business. Move along.
I will.
Move along.
These are not the droids I'm looking for.
Exactly.
With Comcast, do you guys have the ability to... Yeah, you should. You can log into any of the services and stream stuff online too, right?
Correct.
Like HBO Go or whatever.
Yeah, but not Stars.
Oh, that Stars is like
I don't
what?
Have any of the premiums.
Stars does not. Comcast has not deigned to hook their authentication system up to Stars' authentication system.
Oh,
so even though you can use like basically everybody else, Cox and fucking TWC or whatever.
Comcast hasn't done whatever they need to do.
Correct.
Which I imagine is not that hard.
Yeah, like Verizon Fios also, yes, the single sign-on works fine for them. Comcast, not so much. So, yeah, we're saying that we're going to probably just drop Stars from Comcast and, like, pick it up through Amazon or whatever. Or just directly. We're also talking about finally just going, like, whole hog. And
damn.
Because we've got Hulu and we've got Netflix. We're talking about like, you know, if we do the Disney Plus, then it also adds ESPN to like, so then we'll get the Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN. If we pick up HBO Max and Peacock, like I think CBS All Access is the only thing that we wouldn't have. And it'd be cheaper than our cable bill.
Wait, what's Peacock?
That's the new NBC one that's going to come out. So it'll be like all the NBC, Universal, Comcast, whatever. So like Comcast would still get their pound of our flesh. Also, there are cable modem and the only like fast internet provider in the area. So, yeah, they'll always get their pound of our flesh.
Pound of flesh.
But yeah, Peacock is to Comcast what Disney Plus is to Disney.
Sometimes I'm surprised at things you laugh at, Tim.
That was just so random.
Like, I know.
You're like, I'm just going to repeat words I just said so you know I'm still listening.
Yep. No one's been cursed by the
silly
gods.
Voice because performance. Yep. So wait, is it like CBS voice. All Access or is it more like Disney Plus?
I think yes.
No.
Like some A, some a B.
Well, wait, is Peacock going to actually have movies on it?
I believe movies? So. I think it's going to have...
Okay, so it's more Disney Plus than CBS All Access. Because CBS All Access just has shows, right? Because they weren't...
I think now that CBS and Viacom have remerged, I think that that CBS All Access is supposed to be adding in the Viacom films at some point.
Well, they're going to want to rebrand because I certainly don't think of movies when I think of CBS All Access. I'm like, I think of three shows that I don't get to watch normally, and I'm fine not watching them. I don't get to watch shows I actually like to watch normally. I'm not going to add new shows just to pay money for your stupid shit shows. Fuck you, yep. CBS All Access.
It is like, it is amazing the amount of content we have access to. Like, I look at like, I think of like all the channels I've ever watched on our cable box. I've maybe 20
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck's watching these other things? How do they make enough money to make like more shows? There's like 500 something. What's on all this shit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of it is cable bundling. It's like, you can't carry ESPN unless you also carry the Golf Network. Now, like some small number of people want to watch the Golf Network. But they also don't want to watch the Golf Network enough to pay for the Golf Network. But if we make everybody pay a little bit for the Golf Network, all of the other people who are paying for the Golf Network aren't going to complain about it. Meanwhile, the people who are really hardcore and are going to watch the Golf Network all day, every fucking day, they don't have to pay a huge amount for this like niche interest. And part of me feels
all
like
sports channels, isn't it? Basically,
yeah. Well, it's not just all sports channels. It's like, how many fucking people want to watch QVC? Well, I guess QVC basically pays to be on there, but.
Oh, and they probably pay for themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I guess QVC is a bad example, but like there's so many channels on there where it's like really realistically, how many people are going to be watching the weird shit that's on this super niche channel? It's like this tiny handful of people. But then I also think about it in terms of like, but how are those people ever going to find that content if nobody's paying to make it? Like the people who are, you know, diehard Golf Channel fans, you know.
I also don't think we need to cater to everybody.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's like other people would be making decisions about like other people who might find, who like might fall into that hole, like falling down a rabbit hole. Other people who might enjoy it or who might like discover, oh my God, BBC America is great. Probably if they'd never watched it before would not be like, oh yeah, sure, I will pay for BBC America if we're doing fully a la carte. So it's like I don't like, I used to be like, yes, unbundle everything, let us make all these decisions. And then I'm like, but like that harms, like that gives all the power to the incumbents with the name brand recognition. Like I don't know, because all the dollars will just go to like the core things, and then people start to get real mercenary about what they do and don't pay for. But then again, it's like I'm never going to watch the fucking Golf Channel. I've been subsidizing the Golf Channel for my entire adult life. Like, at what point?
Okay, I'm okay with that going away, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at what point am I like, I don't need to have done this. They shouldn't have taken that money from me.
Like, there's a channel called Decades. I don't think I've ever watched. Right now, they're showing the Monkees.
Huh. Hey, we're the Monkees. We're going to monkey around.
Like, I've never watched OWN, I'm sure people do. WE TV, just looking through the channels that I hardly ever or never watch.
Yeah.
I mean, until recently, I certainly was like, who's watching the Hallmark Channel?
I mean, I think also it's less about the specific channels, Andy, and then just the fact that we're just creating all this shit that I don't necessarily we need to be putting effort and time into. Of like, I feel like we're very much this culture of like, we need to have all the things and cater to everything. It's like, no, I don't know if we need to do that.
Well, I mean, I also look at it as like,
why not have like, you know, well, this person can get to watch this and like, who cares?
Well, I can't, in the sense of like, you're paying for it. Sure. Maybe I care. Like, I don't think.
I guess. But like, otherwise, we just get this homogenized, everybody has to watch NBC type of thing, and there's nothing else available. Like, you get these shows starring pretty much straight white dudes and their crazy problems. Whereas, like, oh, here's a fucking show about a...
I'm gonna argue with you that most of the channels that we're not watching are not fucking showing people of color, showing queer people. Like, there are those channels, but I'm gonna guess most of them are not.
I'm just gonna say, what do you think are gonna be the first ones that they drop?
I mean, I also feel like there's other
CMT. No,
I feel like there's other ways to get your voice out there these days. Like, TV is not necessarily the way.
I guess for us, but I say most people, like,
even for people younger than us who need that, like. That's not how they're getting the message across.
I guess, but, like, we have access to a lot of things that, like, a lot of people don't. So, like, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily be able to stream something. Like, we think of it as, like, oh, everybody's doing it. But, like, it's not even as ubiquitous as, you know, cable. Like, more people have cable than have streaming services.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think most, I would say, like, 99% of channels are not showing, like, people of color, queer people, those types of things. And the people who maybe want to get that message are probably not watching it. So I don't really think that's it's solving anything by having that option. I mean, maybe in some small way, maybe. But I don't think that's the argument that's going to convince me of, like, why we need to. And again, I'm just, like, playing devil's advocate. I don't really give a shit that bad. I'm not going to, like, write my congressman and be like, what the fuck are all these channels doing here? Can we cut some of these out? I'm just saying it's like, I mean, it just seems like a lot of, like, time and effort that goes into, like, I mean, I don't know. And I have no idea how much people watch it. I don't have the numbers. Maybe. I mean, obviously it's a business, right? So yep. I'm sure if that channel's there, there's a reason that whoever is running that program is keeping it there. Like, it's making enough or it's doing something for them. Or, like, yeah, we're going to keep this around for now.
All right. We did it.
Yeah.
Solved world problems.
Solved nothing. Accomplished nothing. You get, I mean, that's what nothing. We do. Good day.
I said good day. So that's Tancast for this week.
Indeed.
Got any gum?
Never trust Noah to say never trust something when you're trying to signal the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You douche.
What's going on?
What now? I said what now? What now?
I like turtles.
You're a piece of shite, Jan.
Is this real life?
Oh, that was a good one.
The David dentist.
Yeah. What should you not trust? Never trust people to put their mask on before they come to the goddamn store.
Yeah. Or to understand that nose and mouth are connected. Just saying.
Not today, soft pillowy sidewalk, which apparently doesn't exist.
But maybe should.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you think about, like, the playgrounds we had as a kid compared to what kids have now. We had that bouncy soft stuff. We had, like, something, you know, tap arc, which is not bad, but fucking metal slides. Like, whoever thought it was a good idea to have metal slide?
There's been some research showing that, like in an attempt to make playgrounds safer, they've actually become more dangerous because, like, if you're in a position where it's like, oh, if I fall, I'm going to get hurt. Like, that's, I'm going to skin my knee or something. Like, ooh, if I fall, I'm going to get a minor injury. That leads to more careful behavior in that environment, where the illusion of greater safety leads to more recklessness or less careful behavior, whatever.
What? Children don't take that shit into account.
And it's like, supposedly, I don't know if this is stood up. This is a study that I read several years ago, so who knows, like, if this is still exact. But yeah, supposedly, like, it's traded less meaningful injuries, like sprained wrists and or fractured wrists or whatever, and like scraped up and whatever, for like concussions and neck injuries, like stuff that can actually be like long-term debilitating. I'm like,
there you go, Tim.
Well, I'm going to solve this by being a helicopter parent and keeping my child safe at all times.
Quit playground with spikes, yep. Rusty nails,
alligators.
Alligators.
I mean, Not going to lie, when I was a kid, we used to go like play around just like random scrap wood piles that definitely did not have all the nails pulled out. And one night in the dark, I stepped right, like, ooh. I put a nail right into and like, not through my foot, but I definitely understood a little bit of what Jesus Christ went through.
Yes. I don't want to hear any more of this story. What do you hate?
Go more detail. Tell me how it went in.
I hate stepping on rusty nails as a child and then having to have them pull the nail out because like they couldn't take my shoe off because now I'm nailed to my shoe.
Oh my god.
I should have saved this. This should have been one of the lie things.
That is a story we have not heard, Eddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
It actually wasn't that bad. Like, it went like maybe a quarter inch into like the meaty bit on the bottom of my foot. It wasn't that bad. Like, it didn't require surgery. Or my parents didn't have health insurance, so I didn't get surgery. I don't know. I definitely got tetanus shots, though, so that was okay.
Can you fucking say you hate Donald Trump so we can go home?
Hey, do you have any other injuries you'd like to tell us about?
Specifically nail related?
I hate you both.
Maybe that'd be something to do with the eye or the throat particularly?
Yeah, I don't, but I do have the time that I was trying to...
No, hold on to it. Save it.
No, you guys have heard this story before about me trying to drill a hole in a piece of sheet metal.
I don't need to hear any more stories. I need you to say you hate Donald Trump so we can end this episode.
And the bit skipped off the metal and just embedded into my finger, so I had to reverse. I had to reverse the drill to back it out of the flesh that it had drilled into on my finger, and I still have the scar. I'm looking at it right now. Left index finger.
Oh, it's the wrong song. I don't give a fuck.
TanCast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of TanCast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, TanCast is there as well. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid who created the official TanCast theme, and big thanks to Angela who created the official TanCast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
TanCast.
I love fucking with Tim.
I agree too. That's what
the
I love this
you
week.
Say.
That's what I love this week.
No, too late. We ended the show. The show's over. I said okay. We hate Donald Trump.
And I hate Donald Trump.
No, too late. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump anymore.
God damn, do I hate him.
I'm going to vote for him now just because you wouldn't stop fucking talking.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. Trump. What have I done, Tim? No. Tim. No. Wow.
Trump is the best. Trump number one.
Mega.
He's going to make America great again.
Oh, man. That motherfucker can't even lift
make
water
Andy
to his mouth anymore.
Asshole. That's what MAGA stands for.
I think you got the letters off.
Make Andy a goddamn asshole. Where?
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
You don't have to include A if the word is A. Like, that doesn't need to be included in an acronym or an initialism.
Yeah. But this one is an acronym because you pronounce it. All right. Well, I'm going to stop recording because fuck this shit.
I love how far away you got from your mic to complain about that last bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to stop recording because fuck this shit. Feel better?
It's just like, I'm fucking done. Fuck this. Fuck all the shit.